how they want to become a stronger squad, how they want to identify themselves as a team, maybe more so than even individuals. Secondly, the exciting part is it's a huge privilege for me to be able to work alongside with Coach Johnson and Coach Simmons, who both are longtime Hastings High coaches. But you know, the behind the scenes thing there is that each coach kind of offers something different, and just like every kid offers something different, it makes for a strong team. But the fact that the staff is willing to work together, that's kind of what we're asking the kids to do as well.
Would you take over a team that was 2-17 last year? This is a program that has not been to the state tournament since 2004. How do we change all that?
Well, you know, the first line is just going to be two things. We want to ask our kids to compete, and we want to ask our kids to commit. If our kids are competing on a day-to-day basis and our kids are committing to what we're trying to do offensively as well as defensive philosophy, those two things are going to give us opportunities and chances to be in ball games. After that, the experience is definitely going to help our kids, and right now we don't necessarily have a whole lot of that, and so it'll be an interesting early start. But right now we're real pleased with the maturity that our kids have shown, and if that maturity continues to grow, I think our kids are going to be more competitive. Unfortunately, we're going to have to become more competitive. Our schedule is going to get strong as the season goes along, and so we're going to have to become strong as a team as well.
But you're going to try to turn around this program with no seniors on your roster for 2010, 2011. Some kids with maybe a little bit of playing time on the varsity level last year, but like you said, this is going to be a very young basketball team.
It will be, and you know, that's something that you just can't sit back and reflect and say, well, whoa, what are we going to do now? What you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and do the things that we go through in practice, go through the things that we prepare for as far as the opponent. And then there's got to be a little bit of trust. These kids are going to have to trust that they don't have to do it all on their own. Young or not, these kids do have each other. And the same thing goes for the coaching staff is when nobody's out there on their own. If we've got some questions, if we've got some things that we want to tweak, the kids have continued to ask questions. We've thrown a lot of different things at them in about 2.5 week period. With all that said, you know, basketball's basketball. You've got your defensive reads. We want to stop them from scoring points. We've got our offensive reads, and that's get the ball to the open spot and be able to execute as a team. Have a little patience. You know, I don't care what sport you're playing. You've got to be able to read out what the defense is trying to do and then take advantage of what they're not giving you and stay as strong as a team. You know, as soon as you start going individual is when I think you have your most troubles because You know as well as I do that if you have a tight clenched fist, you're going to be a lot stronger than a bunch of loose fingers, and that's really what we want the kids to work at.
Talk about the style we're going to see out of Hastings. I expect some changes out of the Tigers.
Well, we'll probably continue to do a lot of the things defensively. We've talked to the kids even from day one. You know, I don't care if you're talking in NCAA football or if you're talking Husker Lady volleyball. I think a lot of it starts with defense. And that's one of the things that Coach Simmons and Coach Johnson, myself, have really tried to work with our kids on understanding that there has to be strong individual performance defensively, but we've got to be a collective group. We really want to get the basket guarded and understand ball side. And it's a situation where whether we're going to be a little bit more of a pressing team or whether we're going to be in a zone look or whether it's a man-to-man, it still comes down to our defensive priorities. You know, I think people will be excited that our kids are going to compete. And that's not to take away anything from the last couple of years. But I will say that we can't be in a situation where we're trying to compete alone. It's got to be a whole team. It's got to be five guys on the floor. It's got to be an involved bench. And, you know, as we grow, then I think we'll be able to see a stronger team in that aspect.
Let's talk about some of the kids that's maybe taking the forefront and we'll see in the ballgame here tonight.
We've got a few kids that came back from last year's varsity play. Those were kids that were in a reserve role or in a substitution role. Brady Menke was able to kind of crack the lineup a few times a year ago, more in a replacement for an injury situation. But even at that, he still was able to give us some good floor minutes. He's the type of kid that his engine's running all the time. He works real hard. and he's coachable. You know, those types of kids definitely give you an opportunity to make adjustments every opportunity you have. Pat Opperman, another junior, is kind of switching positions for us, moving from more of an outside to an inside. He's put on a few inches and he's put on a few pounds, and I think he understands more and more the maturity that he's starting to develop and how that's going to be able to help the team. Like I said, he gives us kind of an inside-outside look. Tyler Rebarger, the second half of last season, got more and more minutes. He had kind of survived an injury from a year ago and was a big key as far as that hustle area that the team had. And, you know, we don't expect anything less than him or than that out of him as well, you know. And then Ty Anderson, a young guy that was a JV player through the first half of the season, as a transfer, is going to give us some nice athleticism. He's got a huge spurt to the basket. And then we kind of round that off. Cade Welke works hard 105% of the time. I mean, I know that's an exaggeration, but, you know, he just works hard, and it doesn't really matter as far as who he's guarding or how they're playing him. You know, he's constantly working. If I were to throw in a sixth, Mark Gooden has been a real pleasant surge for us. He understands, you know, what his strengths are and definitely tries to play towards those strengths. You know, we often talk to the kids that during the off season we want to work on our weaknesses and play to our strengths. And as a sophomore, the fact that he's already starting to understand the strengths that he has, you know, as far as a shooter, as far as a screener, you know, that's really what we're asking the kids to do is don't ever get in a situation where what you can't do interferes with what you can do.
Because of the youth on the team, have you been able to install everything you wanted to offensively or defensively, or you got to slow down a little bit, let kids digest everything?
Well, there's a whole lot more that we want to be able to put in as the season goes on. You know, it's a situation where for some of them, it just takes a little bit of a memory shake-up. Some of this is, you know, things that as their freshman coach, I was able to teach some of it. Some of the things are the same things that Coach Simmons had run a year ago, and so that doesn't take as whole, you know, as much to put in. But there are some things that we've had to hold back and understand that it's a long season, and we may not get it all in before Christmas. But we've got to have, you know, a lot of the major issues squared away. And the kids have been real receptive. You know, sometimes you sacrifice a little bit of knowledge just to make sure that you've got your early season conditioning in. And, you know, bottom line is kids have to understand we want to try and take advantage of our depth. And we're going to have some kids that come in and give us some minutes that, you know, it may be kind of a trial and error type thing.
Matched up tonight with Seward Ball Club to start off the season. This is a team that finished 12-10 a season ago, but coached by a veteran, good coach in Jim Plackey. So you know this team is going to be fundamentally sound tonight.
Well, exactly. You know, the fact that they've got the same coach that's been there for over 10 years now, he's able to put in his style of play. You know, somewhat he's kind of a disciple of Coach Trader as a former Bronco player himself. And so, knowing what he likes to do, and he's able to get that transferred to the kids, it makes teaching the game a whole lot easier. You know, with our program, really the things that I like to do, now it just takes that time to be able to transfer that to the kids and be able to get them to play on the same page. That will be possibly an advantage that our opponents are going to see early. The first three opponents that we have this year are all coached by someone that's been within their program well over 10 years, and so starting off with Seward, I mean, they're going to come out and they're going to be very patient offensively, and defense, they're very disciplined, and so, you know, for us, that's exactly what we want to see as a challenge, and so win or lose, it's going to be a situation where we find out a whole lot more about ourselves.
Maybe a good matchup for you, too, Seward, not an overly experienced team. They got one guy back who started a year ago, a couple of other guys that saw some playing time, so probably a good matchup for you to start the season.
Well, it is, and as our kids are well aware, you know, most of what we do in tonight's ball game is truly about us. Seward just happens to be on the floor as well, and they're going to try and dictate some of that, but it really comes down to us having an understanding of what are our strengths and what are we trying to do, and if they try and deter from that, how do we adjust? You know, you kind of mentioned the Seward being in a similar situation. They did lose some starters from a year ago. In some sense, it may be two teams kind of mirroring each other.
What about a key for us tonight? Is there one particular guy we need to stop tonight?
Well, Coley's a probable three-year starter for him tonight. He's about a 6'2", left-handed senior guard. The kid's got capabilities to be able to put it on the floor and get to the hole. Equally so, he can shoot the ball from the outside. Just in things that I've kind of picked up, they've got a couple other kids that aren't afraid to shoot the ball. And that's the other thing that we kind of told our kids. You know, they do not need to be in a situation where we are afraid to make mistakes. You know, the only thing is I want to hold them in check are effort and attitude. And if those two things are at the highest level of competitive play, then we'll be all right. If kids are going to make mistakes because they're young and it's an early part of the season, those things are going to make us better just because we learn from them. You know, Coley and company, you know, those kids are going to compete as well. And that's really what we're after, is just a competitive ball game tonight.
So it's Hastings High and Seward here tonight, the season opener for Hastings High. And, Coach, like I said, you've been around for a long time, but a first game of the season is always kind of jittery. Got any butterflies as you re-enter the varsity sport here?
Well, I think the butterflies are not mine. I got a good night's sleep last night and understand the ball's going to go up, and you know, we want to get our kids to believe in each other, and if things don't go right, you know, you've got to understand that kids are always – going to look to their coaches. They're going to look to each other for that strength that needs to be made. I believe the strength's already inside the kids, and if we can get them to believe in that, we'll be fine. You know, if the kids have some nerves, maybe it shows early, maybe it doesn't, but regardless, I think the kids are excited to play, and that's really what we're after, is get these kids to, like we had said earlier, kind of change that culture.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, thanks.
Now, Rosno, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. We'll get the starting lineups, play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Seward tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hey, Mike Lowe back here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High as we get set for the boys' game here tonight. Girls' game, no contest, as the Seward Blue Jays, ranked number one in the state, they blast the Hastings High Tigers. Final score of 81-29 in the basketball game. We expect this one to be a little bit more competitive on the boys' side of things. Scott Rosno, the former Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawk head coach, now the head man here at Hastings High, taking over a program that went 2-17 a year ago. In fact, the Tigers have not been to the state tournament since 2004. A lot of work to do at Hastings High, but head coach Scott Rosno very optimistic on the prospects for 2010. He feels that Tigers can be a competitive ball club here, so we'll find out what happens. Seward is going to be the first test here tonight, coached by the veteran Jim Plocky, a former Hastings College Bronco player. This is a Seward ball club that finished 12-10 a season ago. They've got their main man back, or at least one of the main guys from a year ago. That's Michael Colway. We talked about him during the pregame show. Colway is a 6'2" and senior. He averaged 13 points and 4 rebounds per game a season ago for Seward. And a couple of other guys that saw some playing time did not start for Seward, but they saw a considerable playing time off of the bench last year. That's Brock Lewis. Lewis is a 6'1" and junior. He'll be in the starting lineup tonight for Seward. He averaged 4 points and 2 rebounds per game a year ago. And then Sam Brower. Brower will be in the lineup tonight as well, a 6'3" junior. He averaged 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. For Hastings High, a lot of new faces up and down the roster here this season. A couple of guys that saw some playing time a year ago, but not a whole lot. Tyler Rebarger is going to get his start tonight for head coach Scott Rosno. Brady Menke saw a little bit of playing time. We looked back when I had a chance to meet with Scott earlier in the day to go over this season. We looked back to last year. Hastings High beat Seward by 151-50, but everybody on the roster
for Hastings High this year. Either A, did not play in the ball game, or B, has graduated. Tyler Rebarger was the only guy who got into the ball game a year ago. He played one quarter against the Jays last year. So everybody's going to be fresh here for Hastings High as the Tigers look to change things around for this 2010-2011 season and a new head coach, Scott Rosno. So it's Hastings High and Seward here tonight, game number two of our high school basketball doubleheader. We'll take a one-minute timeout, come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
CBS News.
And we're back here at the Tiger Gym getting set for the boys' contest here tonight between Hastings High and Seward. Starting lineups for the Jays, Dan Buss, a 5'10" senior. Sam Brower, a 6'3" junior. Also, Chase Werdeman, 6'1" and a senior. Michael Colway, a 6'2" senior. And Brock Lewis, a 6'1" junior, getting a start here for the Jays, a team that finished 12-10 a season ago. For the Hastings High Tigers, they will go with Patrick Opperman. Opperman is 6'3" and a junior. Brady Menke also gets a start, a 6-foot junior. Tyler Rebarger, a 6'1" sophomore. Cade Welke, a 6'3" junior. And Ty Anderson, a 6'2" junior, all getting a start for head coach Scott Rosno here in this basketball game here tonight. The Tigers finishing 2-17 a season ago. So good to see Scott Rosno back on the sidelines here, this time for Hastings High. Of course, spent many years there at Hastings St. Cecilia. Got out of coaching for a couple of years and came here to Hastings High, took over the freshman program a couple of years back, and now has taken over the varsity program here for the Tigers. Although last year's coach Mike Simmons is still on the staff here for Coach Rosno. Simmons, one of the assistant coaches, along with Dave Johnson and Tom Johnson. So a coaching staff with a lot of familiar names on it. But Scott Rosno going to be calling the shots here tonight for Hastings High. Tigers going to be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange and the black here tonight. Seward going to be dressed in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Hastings High will shoot to our basket to our left. Here tonight, Ty Anderson will jump things up for Hastings High. And jumping into the centered circle for the Seward Blue Jays is going to be Sam Brower. Good crowd on hand here for the 2010-2011 season opener. And we've got it for you here on 1230 KHAS, waiting for the whistle. We've got it. Ball is in the air, and Hastings High controls the opening tap. Tigers have the opening possession here in the ball game. This is Brady Minky with the ball, as the Seward will start off in a man-to-man defense. And we know Coach Plocky, this will be a very aggressive man-to-man defense. Ball is tapped into the backcourt already. It's going to be picked up here by Ty Anderson. Hastings brings it back into their offensive zone. Brady Menke has got it now to a Tyler Rebarger. Out here in three-point territory to Ty Anderson. Free throw line extended right side. Anderson picked up over there by Brock Lewis. Pass comes over on the wing on the left side to Tyler Rebarger. Tyler's pass out on top. He gets away from Patrick Opperman. That goes out of bounds. Opperman cannot control the pass there from Rebarger. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Hastings turns it over on their opening possession of the ballgame. Just underway, 30 seconds into the contest. Seward now coming back for the first time here tonight. Dan Buss has got it. Buss now to a Colway. Micah Colway, Hastings High, will start off in a man-to-man defense. We expect to see some zone later on as well. Here's Brower inside, banging his way, can't put up a shot. Gets the ball back after getting rid of it on the far sideline. Loses control of it. It is loose and is picked up here by Michael Colway from the free throw line. His shot no good. Ball tapped around. Anderson grabs it for Hastings High, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on Seward. So Hastings High will come back the other direction. Foul is going to go on Brower. That's going to be his first team foul on the Seward Blue Jays. So Hastings High will come back the other direction. No score in the ball game. There's Brady Minkey. Brings it across the 10-second line. Feeds over on the wing to Tyler Rebarger. Dribbles to the top of the key. Rebarger down to Minkey. Minkey out here in three-point territory. Seward stays with the man-to-man. Minkey holds the ball, holds it. There's a cutter. Tyler Rebarger, a shot from the lane. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Loose on the baseline, picked up by Ty Anderson. Anderson gets the ball. The Rebarger drives down the lane. His shot good. Tyler Rebarger scores there for Hastings High. It's a 2-0 ball game. Hastings out on top. So the Tigers score first to begin the contest. Here comes Michael Colway back the other way for the Blue Jays. Goes over to Brock Lewis. Lewis to the near side now to Dan Buss. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Brock Lewis pulls up, shoots a 10-footer. Shot no good. Brower had the rebound. He lost it in the lane. It is picked up here by Hastings High. Tigers have it back the other way. Cade Wilkie has got it down to Tyler Rebarger. Two-handed pass to the far side. Ty Anderson takes the ball into the paint. Whistle stops play. And a foul is going to be called here on Seward. So Ty Anderson attacking the basket there for Hastings High. Draws the personal foul on the Jays. Brock Lewis picks up the foul. That's going to be his first second team foul on Seward. So Hastings High will play things in. Ty lead 5:58 to play here in the first quarter from the jungle. And on top, 4-0. 5:50 to play here in the first quarter. Here comes Seward back the other direction. Bounce pass goes inside to Brower. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Wilkie picks up the personal foul for Hastings. So Cade Wilkie gets into Sam Brower. Brower is going to be a load to handle inside. Good size, 6'3", and a junior for Seward. The Jays will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They go to Colway out there on the left wing. Bounce pass over the far side. Now down to the baseline. Brower goes up a shot, no good. It's blocked down. He gets his own rebound back. Here's Colway. Micah Colway lobs it to the free throw line. Tapped away again from Sam Brower. Good defense here by Hastings. Colway has got it near the 10-second line. Now approaches the top of the three-point arc. Throws it over on the left side to Werdeman. He drives for the basket. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Chase Werdeman, who is an outstanding running back for Seward this year, he takes the ball right to the basket there for the Jays. Gets the field goal to go down, and he's fouled into play. Cade Wilkie again picking up the personal foul. That's going to be number two on Wilkie. So going to the free throw line will be Chase Werdeman trying to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Chase Werdeman hits a three-point play. And just like that, it's a 4-3 ball game. Into the ball game now for Hastings High is going to be Eric Garich, a 6'8" sophomore. Garich is playing with a protective mask on his nose. He broke his nose a couple of weeks ago in practice, and he'll play with this a protective mask for a while. So Garich is into the ball game now for Hastings High. It's a 4-3 ball game. Tigers out on top by a point. Here's Rebarger driving for the hole, and he's knocked down on the play, and a foul is called. So Rebarger came off of a screen off of the right wing, took the ball in the hole, and he's going to be fouled in the play. So Rebarger goes to the free throw line here. Micah Colway picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Rebarger to the free throw line. He's got 2 points already tonight on the field goal. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's good. So Tyler Rebarger now with 3 points in the ball game here. Tyler is 6'1" sophomore here for the Tigers. His second shot is up there. It's good. Tyler played last year as a freshman on the varsity team here for Hastings High. He cans his second free throw, and it's now a 6-3 ball game. Hastings out on top. Tigers dropping back here on defense. Seward brings it back into the offensive zone. Lewis comes out between the rings now to Dan Buss, to Brower. Across the free throw line, they go to a Chase Werdeman. Brings it back to the near side now to Lewis. Brock Lewis bounce pass inside to Brower. Brower goes to Werdeman with his back to the basket. Puts on a move there. Goes up for a shot. No good. Partially deflected. Werdeman has it on the rebound. And now a foul is called. Hastings had their hands on the ball there. But now a personal foul is called on the Tigers. It's going to go on Patrick Opperman. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on Hastings. No free throws here. Inbounds pass comes to Colway. A shot for three. No good. Ty Anderson grabs the rebound. One shot and out here for the Jays. Hastings High comes back quickly, back the other way. Patrick Opperman has got it. Hastings High working their offensive zone. Brady Minkey now to Opperman. Free throw line extended right side. Opperman dribbles once. Comes to Ty Anderson out here in three-point territory. Seward stays with a man-to-man defense. Over on the wing on the left side to Brady Minkey. Now to Gowrich. His feed goes over to Patrick Opperman. He dribbles down on the baseline. It's cut off nicely there by Seward. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds. Baseline shut off down there by Micah Colway of Seward. Hastings High will attack again. They'll play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4:03 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High with a 6-3 lead over the Seward Blue Jays. Ty Anderson has got the ball on the right sideline. Lob pass goes inside to Opperman, and he's fouling the play. I think that's Colway again. Yes, Micah Colway picks up his second personal foul. So the main cog off of last year's team, Micah Colway, is already in some foul trouble here. He's got two quick fouls in the first quarter. 4:01 to play. Hastings leading 6-3. Here's a pass out to Minky out in three-point territory. Minky trying to use a screen there from Ty Anderson. Can't do it. Goes over to Patrick Opperman on the wing on the right side. Now top of the key. Driving down the lane is going to be Rebarger. His shot's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Chase Werdeman. Werdeman has got it now for Seward. They took it over on the far side to Dan Buss. Now to Werdeman. Comes to the near side to Micah Colway. Entry pass to get it to Brower. Shot is up there and in. Sam Brower cans one from the elbow on the right side of the lane. He's got 2 points. And it's a 6-5 ball game. Tigers leading by a point. 3:30 to play here in the first quarter. There's Rebarger. Pounds it down to the Garich, and the shot is up and in. Eric Garich scores there and a assist from Rebarger. Eric now with 2 points in the ball game. Rebarger gets his first assist. 8-5 is the score. Hastings High back out to a 3-point lead. 3:14 to play here in the first quarter. There's a Chase Werdeman with the ball now for Seward. Alley-oop pass goes to the far side to Colway. Dribbles to the elbow. Left side, his shot is up and in. Micah Colway hits his first field goal of the ball game. Seward hanging close here. Hastings High with an 8-7 lead over the Seward Blue Jays. Back with the basketball now for Hastings is going to be Brady Minky. Minky dribbling with the ball out top against the Dan Buss. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down low. The ball taken away from Ty Anderson. Second turnover on Hastings High. Werdeman grabs the ball out of there and gets it into the hands now of Michael Colway. Here comes Seward back with the ball. Right-handed dribble by Colway. Goes over to Werdeman. Werdeman now to the near side to Colway. Back out between the rings to Brock Lewis. Lewis goes over on the left side to Werdeman. Werdeman to the free throw line out of Brower. Shot is up there over Garich. It's good. Sam Brower has got a couple of field goals here in the past couple of minutes. He's got 4 points, and Seward has the first lead. The Jays 9, the Hastings High Tigers 8. 2:17 to play here in the first quarter. Patrick Opperman goes over in the right wing. That's going to be Ty Anderson with the ball. Ty's pass comes out on top to Rebarger. Comes to the near side down to Patrick Opperman. Takes it down to the baseline. He drives it. Here's the pass across the lane. It goes out of bounds. Hastings High now getting sloppy offensively. That is the third turnover on the Tigers. 2:02 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High now trailing in the ball game by a score of 9-8. Seward will come back with the ball. Brady Minky applying a little bit of pressure back here defensively. Sam Brower now to the offensive zone. At the Werdeman, drives it to the free throw line, gives it away now to Dan Buss. Nearly threw it out of bounds, but Buss picks it up. Now drives it down the lane. His shot off the window is good. Dan Buss banks one home, and Seward is out to an 11-8 lead over Hastings High. Tigers come back quickly with the ball. Mark Gooden is into the ball game now as Garich checks out. Gooden's pass is going to be deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings High ball. The official trying to avoid the ball down there on the baseline. It finally goes out of bounds, and they give it to the Tigers, so Hastings will play things in. 1:34 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High trailing Seward now by a score of 11-8. Into the ball game, Eric Heidemann now for Seward, replacing Werdeman. So Eric Heidemann in the ball game, a 6'1" senior for head coach Jim Plocky. 11-8 is the score. Seward out to a 3-point lead. Hastings High with the ball. Minky comes out to Rebarger. Rebarger 25 feet away from the basket, looking, and now puts it on the floor once. Uses up the dribble and goes over on the wing on the right side to Minky. Minky holding the ball over there on the wing. Top of the key, that's Gooden with it now. Gooden holds the ball, comes to the near side. Patrick Opperman has got it. Opperman dribbles once, splits a couple of defenders. Nice pass down on the baseline, a shot up and in to Mark Gooden. Nice pass to Mark Gooden, and he hits a little short jumper off of the right baseline. Tigers back to within 1 point, 11-10. Seward is leading by one here in the first quarter. Here's Heidemann with the ball. Out on top now to Sam Brower. Brower to Dan Buss at the top of the key. Hastings High in their man-to-man defense. Brent Shaw now to a Sam Brower. Shot is up there. It's short. And the rebound comes down to Rebarger for Hastings. 40 seconds to play first quarter. Rebarger to Gooden. He can't handle the pass. He gets it under control. Comes out to Opperman. His shot for three is going to be no good. Ball tapped around on the lane. It's loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Heidemann of Seward. Eric Heidemann Chases it down for the Jays. We're down to 25 seconds to play now here in the first quarter. We'll see if Seward elects to go for the final shot here of the first period. Seward has got an 11-10 lead in boys high school basketball action here tonight. Dan Buss with it out here in three-point territory. Gets away from Opperman. Bounce pass goes on the left side to Sam Brower. Back out to Dan Buss. Looks to the clock. We're down to 6 seconds to play. 5 seconds. Bounce pass right side. Here's Brock Lewis. Fires up a three. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ty Anderson, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. So a very competitive first quarter here at the Tiger Gym. Boys high school basketball action here tonight. And the score after one, it's Seward 11. Hastings High 10.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tiger Gym. Hastings High trailing Seward here after the first quarter, 11-10. Into the girls' ball game, it was all Seward tonight. The top-ranked Jays blasting Hastings High in their season opener, 81-29. Seward led at halftime, 42-13. Emily Cady, Nebraska recruit, scored 17 points to lead Seward tonight. Zoe Mays at 8 points to lead the Hastings High score. Again, Seward wins the girls' ball game, 81-29. Seward has the opening possession here in the second quarter. Driving for the basket is Colway. His shot is up there and in, but he's called for the steps. Micah Colway got the field goal to go down, but he's called for the traveling violation on the way in. Turnover number two on Seward here in the ballgame. Hastings with three turnovers. Tigers now have a chance to pull ahead here on this possession. Will Reimer is into the ballgame now for Hastings High, one of the guard positions. He's got the ball on the wing. Reimer takes it out on the baseline to Ty Anderson. Brings it up high on the block, and then takes it back down on the baseline to Gooden. A shot from 10, no good. Rebound Hastings, but a rebounding foul. Cade Wilkie, who just checked back in there with two personal fouls, just gets it with his third. A rebounding foul on Wilkie. And now here comes Matt Karloff into the ball game for the first time. Matt Karloff into the contest, a 6'2" and sophomore. Again, there's no seniors on the roster this year for Hastings High. All sophomores and juniors. 11-10 is the score. Tigers trailing by a point. Here's a long-range jumper put up and in. Brock Lewis hits the three ball for Seward, and now the Jays have a 14-10 advantage over Hastings. Biggest lead of the ball game now for either team. Will Reimer has got it on the wing on the right side, gets away on the dribble, takes it down to the baseline, has it slapped away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Seward basketball. Last touch by Reimer. The ball was slapped away there by Eric Heidemann of the Jays. So the Tigers turn it away for the fourth time here in this ball game. We're a minute into this second quarter. Seward has got a 14-10 lead. They have a chance to add to that lead right here. Bringing the ball up slowly is Micah Colway. Colway, now to Heidemann. Right in front of the Tiger bench. Comes out between the rings. That's going to be Brock Lewis with the ball. Lewis over to Chase Werdemann. Werdemann gets away. Dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass down low to Heidemann. It's not going to be blocked down by Ty Anderson. Ty grabs the ball for Hastings High. Now to Brady Minky. Minky into the forecourt for the Tigers. To Reimer, bombs away for three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Brock Lewis. Lewis has got it for Seward. 6.5 to play here in the second quarter. Here's a pass inside to Heidemann. His shot again is blocked down by Anderson. Nice job defensively by Ty. Hastings High has got the ball back the other way. Here's Reimer. Reimer takes it over on the right wing. That's Gooden holding the ball as Seward stays with a man-to-man defense. Mark Gooden out between the rings to a Ty Anderson. Anderson backs it on out near the 10-second line. Anderson goes on the far side. That's going to be Mark Gooden as he dribbles with the ball here. Gooden looking to attack, takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Comes across the free throw line down to Reimer. Down in the corner, holding the ball there for Hastings High is going to be Minky. Minky now to Reimer. Reimer dribbles in the lane, and a jump ball is going to be called as Reimer had problems with it. The ball was tapped away. He went down to the hardwood to try to grab it. He was tied up in the play. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so we'll stay right here. Tyler Rebarger comes back into the ball game. Ty Anderson comes out. 5:47 to play here in the second quarter. 14-10, Seward has got the lead. On the alternating jump, it'll be Hastings High playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Rebarger looking to play things in. Ball high above his head, comes way out on top. The ball's tapped away. It's going to be picked up here by Dan Buss. Hastings High gives it away. Dan Buss back into the offensive zone for Seward. Comes over to Chase Wardeman. Free throw line extended right side of the lane to Dan Buss. Buss holding the ball. Nice pass inside. Wardeman kicks it out on the far side. Long-range jumper put up there by Colway. No good. Long rebound comes out here to Hastings High. Tigers have got it back the other way. Hastings High on the attack. Here's Patrick Opperman. Opperman gets it out here to Will Reimer. Out near the 10-second line, Seward stays with the man-to-man defense. It'll be Reimer over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Rebarger. Rebarger now to Patrick Opperman at the top of the key. Opperman looks left, comes back right. Holding the ball over there for Hastings High. And now back out in the three-point territory. That's going to be Rebarger. Rebarger looking left. Now he's going to dribble with it out near the 10-second line. Good pressure defense here by Seward. Rebarger gets away, drives it down the lane, dishes off on the baseline to Gooden. Shot short. Gooden gets his own rebound, dribbles once, puts it back up there right-handed and scores. Gooden misses the first shot but gets the offensive board and the putback. He puts it up there right-handed, and it's 14-12. Seward has now got a two-point lead. Jays come back with the ball back in their offensive zone. Sam Brower dribbles once, comes across the top now to Chase Wardeman. Wardeman holds it, goes to Dan Buss. He drives it down the lane. Off of the glass, his shot no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot no good by Sean. A foul is called. Hastings High guilty of a foul inside. Brent Shaw will go to the free throw line for Seward. The foul is going to go here on Matt Karloff. That's going to be his first. So Karloff picks up his first foul. Shot from the free throw line by Shaw is going to be good. Seward now 2 of 2 from the free throw line tonight. Drew Tanbenzel now to the ball game for Seward, replacing Colway. There's the next shot up there by Shaw. It's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. They lose it, but Patrick Opperman saves it. Now it's loose here on the near sideline, and the officials look. They will give the ball to Hastings High. So Shaw misses his second free throw attempt. And Hastings High will get it here. Patrick Opperman will play things in. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Hastings High trailing by a score of 15-12. The Tigers inbound the ball, but the officials blow it dead. They got some debris on the floor. Got to pick that up down here on the baseline underneath the Tiger basket. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. We'll get our first look to the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow night. High school basketball action here on 1230 KHAS. Got 8 games in 4 days. Adams Central taking on Holdridge tomorrow. Airtime will be at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon from the Patriot Gym. 15-12 is the score. Seward has got a 3-point lead here over Hastings. Eric Garich is back into the ball game now for the Tigers. Goes over to Opperman on the wing. Long pass to Anderson. Back to Opperman. He drives for the basket. His shot no good. Ty had to rebound. It's out of bounds. And it's going to be Seward ball. That was a nicely executed play. They just didn't finish at the basket, as Opperman cannot get one to go down. And the Tigers lose the ball out of bounds. 15-12 is the score. A defensive struggle here tonight. Seward comes back the other way. Sam Brower has got it. Brower comes out to Drew Tanbenzel. Drew's with his blue sneakers out there tonight. Not hard to follow him. There's a Chase Wardeman, not a Tanbenzel. His pass is going to be deflected. The ball's brought down by Opperman. Long pass down to Florida. Minky drives for the basket. His shot is up and in. Seward commits the turnover. Brady Minky gets the field goal for Hastings High, and the Tigers are back to within 1 point. 15-14 is the score. Here's Drew Tanbenzel with it now. Hastings High stays in a man-to-man defense. Here's a Dan Buss getting away. Buss on the far sideline comes out between the rings now to Chase Wardeman, and now Jim Plotke wants to call a timeout. The Seward Blue Jays want to call a timeout here. 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Seward 15, Hastings High 14.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Second game of two here tonight. The Seward Blue Jays winning in the girls contest earlier tonight over Hastings High. The final of 81-29. 15-14 here. The Jays with a one-point lead. Seward with the basketball. Sam Brower, free throw line extended right side. Gets it out to the top of the key. Brock Lewis over on the wing on the left side. A three-pointer put up there and in by Buss. Dan Buss gets the three-pointer, and Seward now with a four-point lead again. That matches their biggest lead of the ball game, 18-14. Tigers come back quickly with the ball. Tyler Rebarger down in the corner. Opperman is shot off the baseline. No good. And the rebound comes down to Lewis. His outlet pass goes to Dan Buss. Here come the Jays quickly back up the floor. That's Werdemann with it now. Back out to Dan Buss in three-point territory. Werdemann down in the corner. Holds it. Back out to Dan Buss. Dribbles to the top of the key. Comes over here to Brock Lewis. Down to Buss, to Brower at the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane, and he is going to be fouled in the play. Wanted to go up for the shot, and the Tigers are hanging all over him. Foul is going to go on Hastings High. It's going to go on Eric Garich. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line now for Seward is going to be Brock Lewis. He has got 3 points so far tonight and a three-pointer. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Seward now 3 out of 4 on free throws here in this ballgame. Coming back into the contest now will be Michael Colway for Seward. Going to the bench will be Brent Shaw. Seward now with a 5-point lead, 19-14. Lewis will have one more. His shot is up and in. Rather, that's Sam Brower. He hits a couple of free throws, and not Brock Lewis. It was Brower who was at the free throw line. So it's now a 20-14 ball game. Hastings High trailing by 6 points, and the Tigers turn the ball away again. And now we got a foul called. Hastings High, that was Brady Minky who lost the ball right in front of the Seward bench, and then the Tigers commit a personal foul here after Seward came up with it. So a turnover on the Tigers, and now a personal foul is going to be called on Ty Anderson. He picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings High, so we're going to have some free throws here. It's going to be Seward going to the free throw line. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play. 2:12 remaining here in the second quarter. It's 20-14. Seward has got the lead. Dan Buss will go to the free throw line. Buss has got a 3 and a 2 so far tonight. He's got 5 points. Seward has got their biggest lead now here at the 2:12 mark. Buss will try to add to that right here. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the back iron. No good, but an offensive rebound to Seward. That's going to be Sam Brower with the offensive board, so it keeps it alive for the Jays. Comes back out to Brock Lewis, now to Dan Buss. Hastings High still. Well, it looks like they're in a zone now, some sort of a zone defense for head coach Scott Rosno. They started off with a man. Sam Brower gets to the bus. His shot from 3, no good. The ball tapped out of bounds, and they give it to Hastings. Last touch by Eric Heidemann inside. We expected to see a little bit of a zone out of Hastings High tonight. Now we're seeing it. That's a change maybe from years past. Hastings High was strictly a man-to-man team for the most part under head coach Mike Simmons. 20-14 is the score. Hastings High trailing by 6 points. Here's Tyler Rebarger with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Dribbles behind his screen from Anderson. Now to Brady Minky. Minky dribbling out here left to right across the top of the key. Here's a feed over to Rebarger. Takes the ball down to the baseline. His short jumper is no good, but he's, let's see, we got a foul inside. Away from the action. It's going to go on Ty Anderson. That's going to be his second. So Anderson gets hit with his second personal foul. Here comes Karloff back into the contest now. Matt Karloff comes in. We're down to a minute and 33 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Tigers have been outscored 9-4 here in the second period. So Seward comes back with the basketball. These two teams last year played a very similar game. Hastings High was able to beat Seward in the season opener 51-50. Sam Brower with the ball right to the free throw line. To Brock Lewis. Lewis dribbles back out here to the top of the key. Good defense here by the Tigers. Goes over on the left wing. That's Eric Heidemann. Back outside. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. No good by Lewis. Long rebound. Now we got a foul called. Karloff hit the deck there for Hastings High. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Seward. That's only the 15th foul in the Jays, so no free throws here. We're down to a minute and 6 seconds to go until halftime. Eric Heidemann picks up the foul for the Jays. That's going to be his first. So Hastings High will play things in. It's been a while since the Tigers have scored. 20-14. Here's Brady Minke with it now for Hastings High. Walks it across the 10-second line, goes over on the wing. That's going to be Rebarger. Rebarger dribbling there against Heidemann. Rebarger comes out now to Mark Gooden, who's back into the ball game. Gooden to the free throw line. He's cut off right there. Comes out to Brady Minke. Minke looking. Finally comes to Rebarger here on the near side. Back out to Gooden at the top of the circle. Now to Patrick Opperman. Free throw line extended left side. Opperman holds it, and now comes back out between the rings. That's Brady Minke. Seward with some good defense here. Driving inside is going to be Rebarger. Comes over here to Gooden. His entry pass is going to be deflected and is brought down by, looks like, Patrick Opperman down there on the baseline. Back out to Rebarger. We're down to 18 seconds to go. Hastings High may be playing for the final shot. Now Opperman goes up 4-1 at the baseline. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. So Opperman lets one fly there with 13 seconds remaining. Personal foul whistled on Seward. Still no free throws here for the Tigers. Foul is going to go on Brock Lewis. That's going to be his second. 13 seconds to play until halftime. Hastings High trailing 20-14. Tigers will inbound the ball. A pass deflected in the lane, and it is loose. And now we got a jump ball called. Down on the ground there was Minke for Hastings High. Brock Lewis for Seward. As the ball was deflected off of the inbound in the lane there. Possession arrow pointing in favor of Seward. So now the Jays will have one final crack at the basket here with 9.1 seconds to play. 9.1 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Seward trying to add to the total here. It's 20-14. Jays out on top. And now Seward will have three players here in backcourt. Micah Colway has got it as he approaches the 10-second line. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Colway drives it down the lane, is running one-hander, no good. Ball loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and that's the end of the first half. So Colway just took the ball to the hole there for the Seward Blue Jays, and that's the end of the first half of play. The Jays outscore Hastings High 9-4 in the second quarter. And we're at halftime of our boys' high school basketball game here tonight at the Tiger Gym. The score is Seward 20, Hastings High 14. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Tiger Gym, Hastings High and Seward. In boys high school basketball action here tonight, 20-14 is our score at halftime. Seward led 11-10 at the end of the first period, and they outscore Hastings High 9-4 in the second period. So a defensive struggle here between Seward and Hastings High tonight. 20-14, Seward has got the lead here at halftime. High school basketball on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Get into the women's ball game tonight. It was all Seward, the state's number one ranked team in Class B, the two-time defending Class B state champs. They won their 51st consecutive game here tonight. They had an easy time with the Hastings High girls. Final score of 81-29. Seward scored the first 12 points of the basketball game here tonight. Jumped out to a 22-6 first quarter lead. Led 42-13 at halftime. And then Seward scores the first 10 points of the second half to go out on top 52-13. And it was lights out as the Tigers trailed 64-19 after three quarters. Seward goes on to win in the girls' game tonight, 81-29. University of Nebraska recruit Emily Cady led the way for the Jays. She had 17 points, 11 of those in the first half. Courtney Zajana had 15 points. Anna Taverdi had 13. And Taylor Wissing had 10 points. Hastings High led by Zoe Mays. She had 8. Shanice Lyle had 6 points. And Marika Van Brocklin came in late in the contest and scored 6 for Hastings High. The Tigers plagued by turnovers. Adam with at least 22 in the ball game here tonight. Seward turned the ball over only 8 times. Jays 14 out of 20 from the free throw line. Hastings High just 4 out of 6. So Hastings High loses their season opener here to the number one ranked team in Class B, the Seward Blue Jays. Hastings will play at North Platte coming up on Saturday in their second ball game of the season. Those will be afternoon games on Saturday. The Hastings High girls junior varsity and varsity teams will play at 12 and at 1:45. And the boys will play at 1:45 and 3:30. So Hastings High on the road on Saturday in their second ball game for the season. Those will be afternoon ball games out in North Platte. We're at halftime of the boys' ball game here tonight. Hastings High trailing the Seward Blue Jays by 6. The score is 20-14. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tiger Gym, Hastings High here tonight as we tip off the 2010-2011 season. Seward has got the lead over Hastings High by a score of 20-14. Scoring in the first half for Seward. The leading scorers got 4 points. Actually, Sam Brower is leading the way for Seward. He has got 6. Brower has got a couple of field goals, and he's 2-of-2 from the free throw line for 6 points. Dan Buss has nailed a 3 and a 2 in the first half. He's 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Buss has got 5 points. Chase Wardeman has got a field goal. He's 1-of-1 from the line. He's got 3. Brock Lewis has got a 3-pointer for his only score in the first half. Micah Colway has been held to just 2 points and a field goal here tonight. And Brett Shaw hit 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Seward 4 out of 6 from the line here in the first half, and officially 3 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings High being led by Mark Gooden and Tyler Rebarger. They each have 4 points in the ball game. Gooden has nailed a couple of field goals in the ball game, and Tyler Rebarger has got 1 field goal. He's 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Brady Minky has got a field goal and 2 points. Cade Wilkie has got a field goal for 2. And Eric Garich has got a field goal and 2 points here for the Tigers. Hastings has been to the free throw line only twice tonight. They're 2 out of 2 from the line, and the Tigers unofficially with 5 turnovers in the basketball game. So the Hastings High Tigers and Seward in a defensive struggle here tonight in boys high school basketball. Hastings High trailing Seward by the score of 20-14. We gave you the preseason rankings for the girls during the girls' ball game here tonight. Lincoln Journal Star also coming out with the boys high school preseason rankings this week. In Class A, Omaha Bryan is the top team to start the season. Nobody else from the area in the top 10. Class B team leader right now, South Sioux City. So they'll start the season ranked number one in Class B. Nobody else from the area there in Class B. In C1, Norfolk Catholic has got the top spot to begin the season. Grand Island Central Catholic is number two. Hastings St. Cecilia is fourth. The Blue Hawks opening up their season tonight at Columbus SCOTUS. Minden is eighth in a preseason poll, and Kearney Catholic is 10th. Kearney Catholic opening the season tonight down at Sandy Creek. Class C2, your leader is Ravenna to start the season. Sutton is in their preseason rank number three. Axtell is eighth in Class C2. But check that, Axtell is eighth in Class D1. Overton is the leader in that class. And in Class D2 is Giltner out on top. Loomis is in there at number eight. Those are the preseason rankings from the Lincoln Journal Star that were out this week. As the high school basketball season getting started here all the way across the state here this evening. We'll get our first look at the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow night. As we continue with high school basketball coverage, it'll be Adams Central taking on the Holdridge Dusters. AC, also with a brand new head coach this year, Zach Foster, a guy who coached at Donovan Trumbull a couple of years ago, now going to take over the reins at Adams Central. So we'll find out what happens with the Patriots tomorrow night. That'll be a girls-boys doubleheader. 5:45 for the pregame show tomorrow night, 6 o'clock for the girls game, and 7:45 for the boys. Adams Central and Holdridge coming up tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. Got the second half coming up here at the Tiger Gym. Don't go away. Seward 20, Hastings High 14. You're listening to high school basketball.
Sidelined from an injury, recovering from a surgery, whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High down by 6 points here to begin the second half. It is 20-14. Tigers had a lead early in the ballgame. In fact, Hastings scored the first 4 points of the ballgame here tonight. Had a 6-3 advantage. Seward finally came back to grab their first lead at 9-8. And the Jays led at the end of the first quarter 11-10. Seward had a 14-10 lead there in the second quarter. Then they stretched it to 18-14. And finally, 20-14 at halftime as we get ready for the third quarter here tonight. So the Tigers will have the opening possession. It's been a kind of a slow-down type of basketball game here tonight. Both teams relying on defense. Mark Gooden has got the ball. He'll get the start here in the second half for head coach Scott Rosno and the Tigers. Goes out to Patrick Opperman out here in three-point territory. Not a rebarger on the wing on the right side to Gooden. Gooden goes over to Brady Minky. Now to Rebarger at the top of the key. Three-pointer put up three. Hits it. Rebarger hits the three ball there for Hastings High. Rebarger now with 7 points in the ball game, and the Tigers are within 3 points. It's now 20-17. Seward has got the lead. Dan Buss has got the ball now for the Jays. Hastings High will stay with their man-to-man defense. Here's Chase Wardeman. Wardeman gets it out between the rings. Now to Brock Lewis over on the right side to Buss. Now to Michael Colway, who's hit just one field goal here tonight. Averaged 13 per ball game a season ago. Chase Wardeman with the ball. Takes it to the free throw line to Brower. Dribble penetration. Gives it up now to Wardeman. Drives the ball into the lane. Kicks it out in the wing on the right side. A three-pointer put up there by Buss. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. No good by Wardeman. And he's fouling the play. Tell you what, Chase Wardeman is a horse for Seward. He was a running back for the Jays during the football season. He's a big boy as he got the offensive board there. Trying to go back up, and he was fouled in a play by Mark Gooden. Gooden picks up his first personal foul, first team foul on the Hastings High Tigers here in the second half of play. And a shot from the free throw line by Wardeman is up and in. Wardeman now with 4 points in the basketball game. He puts free throws up just with one hand, his right hand. I have not seen that in high school sports competitively. Maybe in a game of horse, but Chase Wardeman also gets the second one to go down, so nevertheless, he's very effective. He hits a couple of free throws there, and he's 3-for-3 from the free throw line. down 22-17. Here's Ty Anderson, drives for the basket. His shot is going to be no good. Now a scramble is on. 2-3 players hit the deck, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Seward, so the Jays will have it. 6 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Tiger basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High trailing, and the debut for Scott Rosno as the head coach of the Tigers. Hastings High down by five. Here's Michael Colway with the ball now for Seward. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Stops out here in three-point territory. To Dan Bust, now to Brower at the elbow. Brower gives it up now to Brock Lewis out here in three-point territory. Pounds it back down low. A shot is up and in. That's going to be Sam Brower getting the field goal there down low for the Jays. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame. 24-17. Tigers down by seven, and now Hastings High draws a personal foul back the other way. They're driving for the basket there as Rebarger ticked the ball in the hole. And a foul is going to be called here on Werdemann. That's going to be his first. So it's now a 24-17 ball game. Hastings High trailing here in the ball game. Rebarger to the stripe here for Hastings. He's got 7 points in the contest. And he's still got seven as he misses that one. Free throw comes up short. He's now 2-3 from the stripe tonight. In fact, Rebarger's been the only guy to get to the free throw line for the Tigers in this ball game. 24-17. Next shot is up there. It's good, so he buries one out of two. We are in the third quarter, and the score is 24-18. Here comes Seward back the other way. Hastings High stays man. Chase Werdemann, 25 feet away from the basket, picked up by Gooden. They get it to Colway right in the free throw line. He works down the lane. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in a play. Michael Colway gets the field goal to go down there for the Seward Blue Jays. As he works hard down low and inside there for the Jays. Grabs the ball initially right at the line and then took it down the paint. Foul is going to be called here on Rebarger of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Colway to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there and in. So now Seward has extended their lead to 9 points. Biggest lead of the ball game now for either team. 27-18 is the score. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected into the backcourt. Picked up by Brower. His driving layup is no good. Brower at it for the Jays and could not convert at the basket. That's 6 turnovers on Hastings. Here's a shot for the left side. It's going to be no good by Opperman. An air ball goes out of bounds. And let's see if it was touched. Yeah, the official says, yeah, give it to Hastings. So the Tigers will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 27-18. Seward with a lead. Ty Anderson goes to the far side and it's going to be deflected out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds there by Brower into the Hastings High student section. Tigers will inbound the ball. Rebarger will play things in for Hastings High. Rebarger holds it, looking, comes in to Ty Anderson. Anderson dribbles to the ball. Anderson takes it down the right side of the lane. Contact made. Anderson goes up for the shot, and it will not go, but a foul is going to be called. And Anderson will go to the free throw line, or will he? A foul is going to be called here on Seward. They say it was before the shot. So Hastings High will play things in underneath their own basket to the left side. Brock Lewis picks up the personal foul for Seward. That's going to be his third. So Hastings High will inbound. 5:22 to play here in the third quarter. Patrick Opperman looks, comes way out on top. Grabbing the ball there for Hastings High will be Brady Minky. Minky drives it to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Rebarger. Tyler puts it on the floor, circles around, takes it to the free throw line. Now to Gooden, drives it into the paint, back out to Rebarger. Rebarger now to Patrick Opperman. Patrick holds the ball. Free throw line extended to the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Gooden, and he has it stripped away. Picked up by Dan Buss back the other way. Nice pass to Werdemann, but he blows the layup. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's a Tyler Rebarger with the ball for the Tigers. There's a pass down in the corner. It's going to be deflected. Picked back up by Gooden. Now to Ty Anderson. Hastings High trying to get into the flow here offensively. Patrick Opperman out here in the three-point territory. 4:40 to play in the third quarter. Anderson drives the ball to the basket. He powers his way to the hole, and a foul is going to be called as he's knocked down on the play. So now the official coming over to make the call. Ty was driving the ball to the hole there for Hastings High. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings High again will play things in. Brower picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. So Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They're down by 9 points here in the ballgame, 27-18. Here's Mark Gooden with the ball for Hastings High. On the dribble, takes it down on the baseline. Comes over here to Opperman. Opperman now to Minky for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Colway. Hastings High having a tough time finding the range here tonight. Chase Werdemann with the ball, dribbles into the lane. His pass is going to be deflected, and the ball is brought out there by Minky. Turnover number four on Seward. Minky runs her back the other way on the dribble. Holds up for his teammates there. Minky goes down in the corner now to Rebarger. Holds the ball high above his head. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out into three-point territory. Rebarger now to Opperman. 25 feet away from the basket straight away. Opperman looks. There's one cutter through the lane to get in the ball. Gooden puts it up there. Shot no good. Ball tapped around. Ty Anderson grabs it. He goes back up. Shoots and it's good, and he's fouling the play. Ty Anderson working hard down there. Gets the offensive board of the putback. He'll go to the free throw line now to try to make this a three-point play. Just what the doctor ordered here. The Tigers back within seven. Foul is going to go on the Jays. It's going to go on Colway. That's going to be his third. So now two Blue Jays have three personal fouls. Lewis and Colway, a couple of starters. Ty Anderson to the free throw line now for Hastings High. That was Anderson's first field goal of the night. This is his first free throw, and it's up there and in. Anderson converts on a three-point play, and the Tigers now back to within 6 points. 27-21. We're in the third quarter with 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here's Dan Buss with the ball. Buss gets it to Sam Brower. Inside to Heidemann. Down low, now to Brett Shaw. Kicks it back out on the wing to Wardeman. His shot is no good, an air ball. It was brought down here by Brett Shaw, or rather Heidemann for Seward. Those are two big boys in there for the Jays now, and Shaw and Heidemann. Sam Brower has got it on the wing. As the Jays keep it alive, there's Dan Buss on the right sideline. Buss now to Wardeman. Wardeman sends it over here to Brent Shaw. Brings it back to Wardeman. Hastings High still in the man. Down in the corner. Buss is three-pointer, but up there no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Here come the Tigers back the other way with a chance to cut into this lead. 27-21. Hastings High down by six. Tigers have the ball. Driving the baseline, going up for the shot, and it's good, and he's fouling the play. That's Opperman. Opperman took it to the left corner and drove it to the hole and scores, and he's fouling the play. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Patrick Opperman. And now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Brower, so that's the third Blue Jay now with three personal fouls. Brower, Colway, and Lewis all starters. And now coming out of the ball game is going to be Wardeman. Back in there is going to be Lewis. Hastings High back within 4 points, 27-23. Seward had a 9-point lead just a couple of minutes ago at 27-18. Hastings has scored the last 5 points. And now Opperman has a chance to add to the total right here. His shot is going to be too strong, and the rebound comes down to Brower. So it's now 27-23. We're at the three-minute mark of the third quarter here at the Tiger Gym. Seward with the basketball. Sam Brower, dribble penetration, jump pass to Buss. Down in the corner, Wardeman for three. Shot good. Check that. That's a Brock Lewis down in the corner. Brock Lewis hits his second three of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And Seward goes back out on top by seven. It is 30-23. Hastings High with it. Here's an entry pass deflected, picked up by Opperman. His shot no good. Rebounded Opperman. His shot is up there. It's good. Does it count? No. They say he was fouled before the shot. So Opperman again got the field goal to go down, but they waved this one off. A foul is going to go here on Seward. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the third quarter. The personal foul goes on Brower. That's going to be his fourth. So Sam Brower now checks out of the ball game. Dan Buss back in there. 30-23. That's the sixth team foul already on Seward here in the third quarter. They get it into Ty Anderson right side of the lane. Ty's pass deflected, picked up in the lane. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. Shot taken in there by Cade Wilkie of Hastings High, who's back into the ball game. So Seward has got it after the missed field goal opportunity. Here's Michael Colway for three. His shot is in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Hastings High. Tigers have the board there. Rebarger comes into the forecourt. Now to Ty Anderson. Anderson on the dribble, takes it down on the baseline. Now he's in trouble, gets it away to Will Reimer, who's in the ball game. Will goes over on the wing on the left side to Rebarger. Rebarger back out into three-point territory. Cade Wilkie back to Rebarger on the far side. A three-pointer put up there by Opperman. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds, and they say that it was touched by Seward. So Opperman launches up the three, did not draw iron, but they say it was not touched there by Seward. Maybe it was deflected off of the hands of Opperman. So Hastings will play things in a minute and 45 seconds to play. 1:45 left here in the third quarter. Tigers down by seven. Entry pass, they get it inside, and his shot is up and in. Cade Wilkie gets the field goal off of the inbound for Hastings High. That's 4 points now for Cade. 30-25, Tigers back within 5 points. Dan Buss with the ball. Buss goes to Heidemann. Here on the near side, the Buss, bounce pass to the far side. That's Colway down in the corner. They get it to Brock Lewis as they work the ball around the three-point perimeter here. Hastings High now in a zone defense. There's an entry pass that's going to be deflected, picked up by Ty Anderson. Long pass down to the floor. They get it to Wilkie. A shot good. Cade Wilkie with back-to-back field goals here for Hastings High. That's the fifth turnover on Seward. It's now 30-27. Tigers back to within 3 points with a minute to play here in the third quarter. Action tonight here at the Tiger Gym. Season opener for both of these teams. Eric Heidemann, entry pass to get it to Shaw at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Lewis on the wing right side. Shot from 17, no good. Rebound Ty Anderson. Hastings High with a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Tyler Rebarger has got it for Hastings High. Now to Ty Anderson on the right side of the lane. Seward stays with a man-to-man. Rainbow pass goes to the far side to Reimer. Gets it back to Opperman. Mishandles the ball. It's loose. Opperman saves it, but right into the hands of Michael Colway. Turnover number 8 on Hastings High. We're down to 26 seconds to play. Jim Plotke up in front of the Seward bench. They will go for the final shot here. The Jays with a 3-point lead, 30-27. Eric Heidemann now for Seward. He'll pass the ball around here in 3-point territory. They gaze at the clock here. We're down to 13 seconds to go. Micah Colway dribbling. Colway took the last shot of the first half. He fires up a three-pointer. It's going to be short. Long rebound picked up by Reimer. He one-hands it down the floor. It hits the basket support. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. So we go to the fourth and final quarter. The Hastings High Tigers back into the ballgame. Seward leading Hastings High after three. It's the Blue Jays 30 and the Tigers 27.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
The Hastings High Tigers trailing here to start the fourth quarter, 30-27. Hastings High will have the opening possession of the fourth. Shooting to our basket to our right. Mark Gooden has got the ball for the Tigers. Now to Brady Minky. Minky standing out here in three-point territory. Seward stays with a man-to-man defense. Minky moves the ball down to the baseline to Reimer, and his shot is up and in. Will Reimer hits a little short jumper off of the left baseline, and the Tigers back to within 1 point. 30-29 is the score. Seward has got it. Dan Buss drives his way to the basket, loses control of the ball. It's loose on the baseline. It's saved by Hastings. That's Brady Minky with it. He loses control of the ball. Picked up by Micah Colway. Nice pass inside, and they lay it in. Eric Heidemann lays it in on the pass from Colway. An assist goes to Micah, and the field goal goes to Eric Heidemann. 32-29. Seward now with a three-point lead. Hastings high with the ball. Brady Minky out in three-point territory. Now a whistle away from all the action. A foul is going to go on the Tigers. So a foul is going to go on Hastings High all the way on the opposite side of the floor. It's going to go on Opperman. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number 3 on Hastings. So no free throws here. Seward has got 6 team fouls here in the second half. The Jays have a 3-point lead. We're in the fourth quarter now. It's 32-29. Micah Colway has got it. Now to Brock Lewis. Lewis goes to Dan Buss. Now to Lewis again. They swing it left side. That's going to be Colway. They move it down in the corner to Wardeman. Out of Colway to Lewis. Back to Dan Buss. They just passed the ball around the three-point circle here. Looking for something inside. There's Wardeman. Jump pass goes over to Lewis. He takes the ball to the basket. It's shot no good. Misses a bunny there. The ball is loose. It's picked up in the lane by Wardeman. And the shot is up and in. Chase Wardeman picks up the trash in the lane and scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and Seward is back out to a 5-point lead. 34-29. Will Reimer with the ball now for Hastings High. Here on the near sideline, lobs it back out into three-point territory to Gooden. Gooden now to a Cade Wilkie. Back to Opperman. His shot for 3 is going to be no good. And the ball is brought down here on the baseline by Wardeman. Wardeman gets it away now to Micah Colway. Here come the Blue Jays with a 5-point lead. It's 34-29. We're down to 6 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Chase Werdemann out to Colway now between the rings. Works it over on the right wing to Dan Buss. Hastings High is still in their man-to-man defense here. Micah Colway has got it. Now Hastings High is in a zone. Tigers going to a 1-3-1 zone defense. That was a trademark of Scott Rosno there at St. Cecilia. Here's Buss. His baseline jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Tigers have the ball, trailing by 5 points. 34-29 is the score. Hastings back now, quickly into their offensive zone. Will Reimer has got it now to Gooden at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline. Drives, and we got contact made. Traveling. Traveling violation on Cade Wilkie. He was angling in from the left corner toward the basket. Some contact made, and a traveling violation is called on Wilkie. Turnover number 9 on Hastings High. We're down to 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, Tigers trailing in the ballgame. Hastings had the lead early in the first quarter, but they have trailed pretty much the entire way. Hastings' last lead in the ballgame was at 6-5. Seward grabbed their first lead at 9-8 in the first quarter, and they have not surrendered that lead yet. 34-29 is the tally right now with the Jays out on top. Seward has got the ball. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wilkie. He drives, puts it up there. Offensive foul called on Wilkie. He knocks down Dan Buss. So an offensive foul called on Cade Wilkie as he knocks down Dan Buss. Going for the hole. That's going to be the fourth foul on Wilkie. He's going to have to check out. Here comes Matt Karloff back into the ballgame. So Wilkie got the steal there for Hastings High. And then a collision underneath the basket as he was driving for the hole. And Cade Wilkie gets hit with a personal foul. So the score remains at 34-29. Seward comes back with the ball. And now they're going to call a timeout as the pass came to Chase Werdemann right in front of the Jays bench. And Jim Plotke wants to talk things over. 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Seward 34, Hastings 29.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
More basketball coming up tomorrow and on into Saturday. We'll have Adams Central and Holdridge tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. That'll be a girls-boys doubleheader. Patriots taking on the Holdridge Dusters. 5:45 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, and 7:45 for the boys. Then on Saturday, back with the Hastings College Broncos, they'll take on the Red Raiders of Northwestern. The women's game will feature the nation's number one ranked team in Northwestern as they take on Hastings College. Women's game will be at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at Lynn Farrell Arena. 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have both contests again on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon. 34-29 is the score. Seward trying to hang on here tonight against Hastings High. Jays have it following their timeout. Dan Buss has got it in backcourt to Micah Colway, and he'll step it back into the offensive zone. Hastings High back into their man-to-man defense. The ball poked away, and now we got a foul called. Hastings High got the deflection, and now going to go on Seward. Trying to regain control of the ball. It's going to be whistled on the Jays, so that's going to be the 7th team foul on Seward. The foul goes on Colway. That's going to be his 4th. So now Colway with 4. Brower with 4 fouls, and Brock Lewis has got 3. So 3 of their starters in foul trouble. Going to the free throw line now for Hastings High is going to be Mark Gooden. And his shot is up there. He misses the free throw. And the rebound comes down to Chase Werdemann. So Hastings High misses on the front end of the bonus, trailing by 5 points. Seward has got the ball back in their offensive zone again. Here's Colway as he backs on out of there. Hastings High in their man-to-man defense. They flashed a little zone there a couple of possessions ago, but now they're back to man. Bounce pass goes back inside. The ball is being deflected. The scramble is on. Brower's got it on the floor, and he gets it out here to Werdemann. Saves the possession. Werdemann gets it out to Dan Buss inside. They come down to Colway. Colway from the elbow puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Ty Anderson. Anderson has got it for Hastings High. Here come the Tigers down by 5 points. On the near sideline is going to be Tyler Rebarger, who's back into the ball game. Out to Anderson. Anderson goes to the far side to Mark Gooden. Gooden standing just behind the 3-point circle. Here's Rebarger for 3. Shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Sam Brower. Brower gets the board. The Tigers not shooting the ball real well in the ball game here tonight. Tigers are down by five. It is 34-29 halfway through the fourth quarter here at the Tiger Gym. Brock Lewis has got it now for Seward to Dan Buss. Buss holds it, dribbles it now. Gets it to Micah Colway, still out in three-point territory. Colway goes over on the wing on the right side to Brock Lewis. Lewis holds it, gets it back into the hands of Micah Colway. Seward not in any hurry here to put up a shot. They've got a five-point lead. We're down to 3:35 to go. Colway spins at the free throw line, takes it down, and lands in a traveling violation. They got the entry pass right at the free throw line, right where they wanted it. And then Colway whistled for the steps as he spun away there down toward the hole. Turnover number six on Seward. 34-29 is the score. Hastings High within 5 points here. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the ball game from the Tiger Gym. After the ball game tonight, we'll name our players of the game. Also, our coaches' post-game show with new Hastings High head coach Scott Rosno. Hastings High with the ball. Here's Matt Karloff on the high post for the Tigers. Gets it to Patrick Opperman. Opperman now to Brady Minke. Minke picked up there by Dan Buss of Seward. As the Jays stay with their man-to-man defense, we're down to 3:08 to play. Anderson gets it down to the top of the key. To Minke, his pass down inside is going to be tipped and intercepted. Dan Buss grabs it for Seward. Turnover number 10 on Hastings. Tigers, not much offense here in the ballgame tonight. They're down by 5 points, 34-29. We've been stuck on this score for a while. Seward has got it. Colway's got it. Comes out to Dan Buss. Buss dribbles once, goes over to Werdeman. On the wing on the right side, now to Colway again. Picked up there by Hastings High. That's Rebarger in defense. The pass goes down low on the left side on the baseline, and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. It's going to go on Rebarger. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Tyler. That's only the 15th foul on Hastings High, so no free throws here. We're down to 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play. The Tigers need to play with more urgency here down the stretch. Entry pass to get it to Werdeman off of the baseline. His shot is up there, no good. Hastings High grabs the rebound. Ty Anderson has got it for the Tigers. Hastings comes back quickly with the ball. 34-29, and now Scott Rosno calls the timeout. Hastings High wants to talk things over here. 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Seward 34, Hastings High 29.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tyler Rebarger leading the Tigers in scoring so far. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Cade Wilkie has got six. Leading the charges there for the Seward Blue Jays. Balance scoring attack, Sam Brower has got eight. But Brower's also got four personal fouls here in the contest. Hastings High down by 5 points. Boy, just any kind of an offensive spark here. And Hastings can get back into the ball game. Rebarger has got a free throw line extended left side. Minke from the top of the key for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Brock Lewis of Seward. So a big three-pointer thrown up there by Minke that would not go. Dan Buss has got it now for the Jays. There's a pass deflected out of bounds by Rebarger. So it'll be Seward playing it in off of the far side. Checking into the ball game now for the Jays will be Sam Brower. Coming out will be Brent Shaw. 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings High trailing by 5 points. It is 34-29. Here's Dan Buss. Buss goes down in the corner to Chase Werdeman. Werdeman on the wing now to Colway. He drives it down. The lane contact made, and a foul is going to go on Hastings. Colway was trying to force his way to the basket. Draws the personal foul on the Tigers. It's going to go on Patrick Opperman. That's going to be the third foul on Opperman. Going to the free throw line for Seward will be Micah Colway. He has got 5 points in the contest, 1 of 1 from the stripe here tonight. 34-29, Seward has got the lead. We're in the fourth quarter at the Tiger Gym. Colway's free throw is up there, hits the front iron, hits the glass, and down through the hole. So Colway now is 6 points. Into the ball game, Brett Shaw for Seward. Coming out will be Sam Brower. Seward has now got a 6-point lead. It's a two-possession ball game, 35-29. Here comes the next shot by Colway. It's up there. It rattles home. It's good. Colway now with seven. And Seward now leading by 7 points again at 36-29. The biggest lead of the ball game has been 9 points. Seward had that back during the third quarter at 27-18, but the Tigers came back, trailed by just three after three quarters at 30-27. But Hastings High has scored only 2 points so far here in this fourth quarter. Brady Minkey down to Ty Anderson, drives the baseline, puts up a shot, hits the other side of the glass. The ball tapped out of there, and it is picked up here by Brock Lewis. Back the other way, drives for the hole, puts up a left-handed scoop shot that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Minkey of Hastings. A minute and 30 seconds to play. Tigers are down by 7 points, 36-29. Patrick Opperman with the ball for Hastings High. Opperman holds it out here in three-point territory to Rebugger. At the free throw line, puts a man in the air, puts up a shot, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound is loose and is brought out of there by Seward. Werdemann has got it now, a foul here in backcourt as Werdemann got rid of it to Dan Buss, and immediately Hastings High commits a personal foul here in backcourt. And now I think we got a timeout. Yes, Scott Rosno wants to call a timeout. So Hastings wants to talk things over. 1 minute, 11 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Seward 36, Hastings High 29.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. The Tigers are trailing Seward by the score of 36-29. Into the girls' ball game, number one ranked Seward all over Hastings High tonight, 81-29. Seward led it all the stops in that ball game, 22-6 after the first quarter, 42-13 at halftime, 64-19 after three, and again the Jays winning their 51st game in a row. They beat Hastings High tonight, 81-29. The Jays, the two-time defending Class B state champs. The boys' contest, very competitive here tonight. The Tigers, though, trailing in the contest by seven. It is 36-29. The Tigers, not a whole lot of offense here in this one tonight. Tyler Rebarger leading the way for Hastings High. He's got 8 points. And now Seward will play things in here in backcourt. The Tigers need the ball. Hastings High will apply some pressure back here. Now a foul is going to go on Rebarger. That's going to be number four on Rebarger. It's also going to be the seventh team foul on Hastings High. So we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now. And we're going to have some free throws coming up here. Dan Buss is going to toe the mark here for Seward. 36-29, a seven-point lead for the Jays. We're down to a minute and 9 seconds to play here in this one. Dan Buss will toe the mark here. He's 0-for-1 from the line tonight. The shot is up there. It's good. So Seward hitting some free throws down the stretch here. They've now increased their lead to 8 points. 37-29. The Tigers have scored only 2 points so far in the fourth quarter. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Buss hits a pair, and Seward now has matched their biggest lead of the night at 38-29 with 1:06 to play here in the fourth quarter. There's an entry pass knocked away from Minkey, but it's picked up by Ty Anderson. Minkey gets it back now. Out here in three-point territory. Good defense by Dan Buss. He's all over him. Comes out to Rebarger in three-point territory. Sends it back to the left side of the lane. Here's a shot taken. It's up and in by Wilkie. Cade Wilkie gets the field goal for Hastings. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Coach Rosno calls another timeout here. 47.9 seconds to play in the basketball game. The Tigers back within 7 points. We'll take a break. Seward 38, Hastings High 31.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
47.9 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Tiger Gym. Hastings High. Hanging close here, it's 38-31. Seward has got the lead, and now the Jays will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Hastings High attacking with all five guys here in backcourt. They get it into Dan Buss. Dan Buss is going to be fouled into play. I think that was, Ty Anderson comes over and commits the personal foul. A couple of Tigers were there. Ty is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's his third. That's going to send Buss back to the free throw line. He hit a couple of free throws seconds ago. Buss has now got 7 points in the ball game, 2 of 3 from the line. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings, so this will be a 1-1 situation for Dan Buss. And his shot is up there, the shot good. So Seward hitting some free throws down the stretch. Maintaining their lead is now back up to 8 points again at 39-31. 46 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Next shot is up there. That one rattles off. No good. Rebound Hastings. Ty Anderson gets the rebound. Tigers need to take a quick shot here. Brady Minke dribbling with the ball. Sends it over on the wing on the left side. That's Rebarger on the deep wing. Rebarger pounds it down low to Opperman. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Buss grabs it. Dan Buss has got it now for Seward down the right sideline. Hastings High attacking here in backcourt. Now to Colway. And Colway is going to be hit with a traveling violation. A little indecision back here in backcourt by Micah Colway. So Seward turns the ball over for the seventh time here in the ballgame. And Hastings High will play things in, trailing by 8 points, 39-31 with 23.8 seconds to play. Opperman will play things in to Tyler Rebarger. Tyler dribbling with the ball at the top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane, stops there. His pass across the lane is going to be tipped and intercepted by Werdeman. Now a foul is going to be called. 11 turnovers on Hastings. And now a foul called on the Tigers. We'll walk to the other end of the floor now and have some more free throws. 14.8 seconds to play. As the foul is whistled on Minke of Hastings, that's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line for Seward is going to be Werdeman, but not before we have another timeout. Scott Rosno calls another timeout here for Hastings High. 14.8 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Seward 39, Hastings 31.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tiger basketball coming your way tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central and Holdridge coming up tomorrow night, 5:45 airtime, as the Patriots open up their season. The ball game against the Holdridge Dusters. Girls game will go first at 6, and then the boys will follow at 7:45. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College basketball coming up for you on Saturday, beginning at 1:45. Northwestern, the Red Raiders out of Orange City, Iowa, going to be in town to take on Hastings College. Seward trying to lock up the win here tonight over Hastings, 39-31. 14.8 seconds to play. Werdeman at the free throw line, and is one-handed free throw is up there and in. He's now 4-for-4 in shooting free throws, again, in this weird style. He grabs the ball, bounces it a couple of times here, and now he puts it in his right hand. One-handed, he throws it up there. He hits another one. 5-for-5 from the free throw line by Wardham, and he's got 9 points. Hastings down by 10. Driving into the hole there is going to be Minke. The ball tapped loose, and now a jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Seward, and that will just about do it here. We're down to 8.3 seconds to go. 8.3 seconds to go. Hastings High going to drop their season opener here tonight. Sam Brower will play things in. Dan Buss has got it here in backcourt. 5 seconds. Is dribbling with the ball. Rebarger will chase him down, but Hastings High not attacking, and the ball game is over. And the Seward Blue Jays beat the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. To begin the 2010-2011 season, the Tigers competitive here tonight, but not enough offense. As Seward beats Hastings High tonight, final score, the Seward Blue Jays 41, the Hastings High Tigers 31. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
K-
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tiger Gym, the Hastings High Tigers dropped their season opener here tonight to the Seward Blue Jays, losing by the score of 41-31. Tigers had a lead early in the ball game, 4-0, 6-3. Their last lead was at 6-5 before Seward came back to grab the advantage at 9-8. That's a lead they did not give up the rest of the way. Seward led 11-10 at the end of the first quarter, 20-14 at halftime. Seward then got out to a 9-point lead in the third quarter at 27-18. The Tigers come back to pull within three at the end of three quarters at 30-27. Hastings got within 1 point at 30-29 early in the fourth quarter, but that's as close as they got. They never reclaimed the lead, and Seward hitting some free throws down the stretch, and the Jays were able to hold off Hastings here tonight by the final score of 41-31. Nobody in double figures for either team in the ball game here tonight. Hastings High got 8 points apiece from Tyler Rebarger and Cade Wilkie. Tigers also getting 4 points from Mark Gooden, 3 points from Ty Anderson, and then 2 points from Brady Minke, Patrick Opperman, and Will Reimer. The Tigers just 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. The Seward Blue Jays hit 14 out of 16 from the foul line tonight. They were led by Chase Werdeman. He had 9 points. Sam Brower had 8. Dan Buss had 8 points. 7 for Micah Colway. 6 for Brock Lewis. 2 points for Eric Heidemann. And 1 point for Brent Shaw. So, again, the Hastings High Tigers dropping this one tonight to the Seward Blue Jays to start the season. Seward 41, Hastings High 31. Tigers 0-1 in the season. They'll be on the road on Saturday in their next ball game. They'll play afternoon contest against Class A opponent North Platte. The boys will go at 1:45 and 3:30 on Saturday in North Platte. The girls will go at 12 o'clock and 1:45. So with the Hastings High boys and girls on the road on Saturday playing at North Platte. Seward comes to town, knocks off Hastings High in both ends of our doubleheader tonight. In the girls' ball game, it was Seward 81, Hastings High 29. In the boys' contest, the Jays over the Tigers by 10 points, 41-31. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back at the Tiger Gym again. Hastings High drops this one to Seward by the score of 41-31. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. In the women's ball game earlier tonight, it was all Seward as they beat Hastings High by a score of 81-29. We'll come back and name a player of the game on both sides of the coin here as we continue with high school basketball from 1230 KHIS.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
The Hastings High girls basketball team, the leading scorer in the ball game tonight was Zoe Mays, and she'll be our player of the game. She had four field goals in the contest tonight, had 4 points in the first half and 4 points in the second half. As Hastings High drops one to the number one ranked team in Class B, Seward, 81-29. And for the Hastings High boys tonight, Cade Wilkie, also with 8 points in the ball game for the Tigers. He'll be our player of the game. Wilkie had 2 points in the first half and six more in the second half, did all of his damage from the field tonight, did not get to the free throw line. So Cade Wilkie will be our player of the game for the Hastings High boys here tonight in their 41-31 loss to Seward. Meanwhile, Zoe Mays will grab the honors for the girls team as Hastings High was blown out tonight by Seward by the score of 81-29. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington, Hastings, or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Here at Tiger Gym and Hastings High here tonight as the Tigers drop this one to Seward in their season opener. Final score of 41-31 as we wait for new Tiger head coach Scott Rosno to make his way back out of the locker room and back up into our broadcast facility here tonight. Seward leading at all the breaks in this boys' basketball game tonight. Led 11-10 at the end of the first quarter, 20-14 at halftime, 30-27 at the end of three. The Tigers got to back within 1 point there early in the fourth quarter at 30-29, but could never overtake the Blue Jays. And Seward hitting some free throws down the stretch, and they beat Hastings High tonight by 10 points at 41-31. Again, Cade Wilkie and Tyler Rebarger, really the offensive charges for the Hastings High Tigers, but boy, just not enough offense tonight, scoring 31 points in this ball game against Seward, and they drop one by 10 in their season opener. So Hastings High getting ready for their second ball game. It'll be on Saturday. They'll have a day to recoup things tomorrow and then get ready for Class A opponent North Platte coming up on Saturday out west. And the boys' games will be at 1:45 and at 3:30 on Saturday afternoon, with the girls playing at noon and at 1:45. So Hastings High 0-1 on the season, trying to build off of a 2-17 campaign from a season ago under new head coach Scott Rosno. Coach is still in the locker room. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us, with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
More basketball coming your way tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. We'll get our first look at the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow night under new head coach Scott Foster, Zach Foster, as he takes over the reins there at Adams Central. The Patriots and the Holdridge Dusters coming up tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS, 5:45 for the pregame show. It'll be 6 o'clock for the girls' game tomorrow and 7:45 for the guys. So Holdridge and Adams Central coming up tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. Then on Saturday, we'll be with the Hastings College Broncos. Northwestern going to be in town to take on Hastings College at Lynn Farrell Arena. The women's team from Northwestern ranked number one in the nation, NAIA Division II. So we'll see the Red Raiders take on a struggling Hastings College women's basketball team. That'll be the first game at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. The guys will go at 4, and again, we'll have all the play-by-play coverage here on 1230 KHIS. So, unfortunately, Scott Rosno is still spending time with his ball club following their season-opening loss to the Seward Blue Jays here tonight. We'll catch up with Scott this weekend. But, again, Hastings High dropping both ends of our doubleheader, 81-29 in the girls' ball game tonight, 41-31 in the boys' contest. That'll wrap things up from the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. For Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.